Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 28th of November and it's Advent Sunday. I'm Sarah and I'm the Vicar of St John's and it's good to have you with us. Advent Sunday marks the start of the church's year as well as being the start of Advent. An Advent is a time when we prepare ourselves spiritually for the coming events of Christmas. St John's is a growing community centred in Cardiff, but with members of our community spread across the world. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's, having time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. If you choose to put your first names and locations in the comments or YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally. And it also reminds us of who we are gathering here with today. If you can, please do stay with us until the end of the service, as we've got some photos to show you about the events and things happening around St John's at this time. So who do we have online here today? I can see the comments are coming through in batches, so Facebook might be being a little slow, but Prenhandar Richard, it's great to have you with us welcome to the live stream. Elaine says to us, good afternoon from a snowy Yorkshire. Yeah, gosh, there is a fair bit of snow up in the northern bits of the UK, isn't there? And I hope that we should be seeing you soon. Say more about that a little later on. Amanda and Cumbran, it's great to see you, as it always is, and on evening prayer most of the days. Mary in Frome, good afternoon to you. I hope your week is good and you're not too cold. It has been chilly. I don't know what it's like for you, Bjorn, in Lübeck, but it's been pretty jolly cold here. I suspect it has been pretty cold for you in Germany, but moin moin to you anyway, and I hope you're well. Ree, lovely to see you. Thanks for all you did this morning. Much appreciated and great to have you here on the live stream. Ellen saying good afternoon to us and lovely for her to join us all today. It was great having you. And Ellen has done the reading for us and will be reading the gospel a little later on. Laura in Riverside wishing us a happy new church year. Yes, indeed. And great that you could join us on time. Although it's always lovely to see you in the comments on catch up, and great to have you here too. Heather, welcome to the live stream as ever. I hope your day is good. Heather and I had quite a busy morning in St John's, as did we all, and it's good to be sharing ministry with you, Heather, in St John's and having you here today. Oscar, missing you. Great to see you. And your cat socks. Okay. Good to have pets on here. Because it's not quite easy to take pets to church for all sorts of reasons, but lovely to that they join in the live stream when they can. Carol, welcome to you. And I hope you feel at home. Hope you enjoy being with us today. Amber from Penarth, welcome to you, and I hope you feel at home and I hope you enjoy being part of our community today. John joins us from the Dordogne. Bonjour mes amis, he says. Well, bonjour mon ami, John, it is great to see you. Comment ça va? I hope you are well. You've been very much in our prayers and on our hearts as you recover from your hospital stay, and it's just great to have you with us. So to all of you on the live stream who've put your names in and your comments, a very big welcome. I know Chris from St. Iltyd's in amongst all the good work that gets done at St Illtyd's, finds time to usually get us on catch up. So hello to you. Hello to Helen and everyone who's watching on catch up. Once again, a very special welcome to you. If you are listening on the phone, we have a phone line service where you can dial in an hour after this live stream is broadcast and you can hear a recording of the service. And it's at the normal call rate. It's not a premium number. So hello to Norma, Joyce and Vernette. Hello to Christabel. Hi to Iris, Jane and Jane's friends, and to Dorothy. Hello to Marion and to Oswald and to Wendy. Each and every one of you is very welcome. And so, let us begin our service. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us each remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. As you know, when we get into the section of readings and sermon in church services, there's always a collect. It's a special prayer for that day or that week. It collects our thoughts and sums things up. Today, as she was leaving church, I asked Lucy whether she would mind recording the collect for us. So the collect for Advent Sunday is read for us today by Lucy.
The Collect. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to us in great humility, that on the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
And today's reading is the Gospel set for today. It comes from St Luke's Gospel and it's read for us now by Ellen.
A reading from St Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
As Christians, we believe that our destiny is to be with God. This life is very real to us, but ultimately we will individually be taken through the gate of death and enter into God's presence. It's what we're made for. It's where we're made to be. Now, we can barely imagine it. I really don't know what God will be like. I'm pretty sure God won't be an old white man with a long beard standing on a cloud. But I can't really know what that experience will be until I'm there. But what's true for us individually is also true for everything that God has made. And Christians have long believed in a second coming of Christ, that one day God would come to God's created order in a new way and gather us all in into God's kingdom. Now, for many years, I thought this might be quite a happy day. But then I read passages such as the reading we've just heard, where Jesus is telling people that there will be signs in the sun and the stars and the moon, that there will be weather events, that people will faint and fear and foreboding because of this day. And I couldn't quite work out why that would be. If it's our destiny, well, bring it on. But here's one way of looking at it. God, of course, is perfect, and none of us are perfect. We all fall a little short. So, when God, the perfect God, comes to God's creation on that last day, this gap between perfection and what we are, between perfection and what the society is, will become very noticeable and very real. And maybe this gap will cause us pain as we realise how short we have fallen of God's image and God's plan for us. At theological college, our college principal told us that judgment was very necessary and very important. But he always said that judgment would probably be for us and not against us. In other words, it would be an honest look at how we were individually and maybe how we were as a society. It was an honest appraisal, and that God, however, would make us fit to be joined with God in heaven. So this Advent, this season that we have before we celebrate Christmas, is a great time for us to take stock of this gap between the sort of person we know we should be and the person we are, or the society we know we should be and the society we are. Let's use these next 4 weeks to think about ourselves. Where could we be better? Where can we close that gap? What do we have to do as a society to close the gap to be the sort of society that God would have intended? If we do that, it will be a holy Advent and surely worthy of our wonderful Creator. And so we come now to our time of intercession. And so if you would like to pray for someone or something that is on your heart today, do feel free to send us a comment on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we will attempt to pray for your intention now. As we gather our thoughts, here's a reminder that we have promised to pray with and for each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
And so, in the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. So, we do pray for our world, for the whole of creation, and for ourselves, and for our society. We pray for the courage to be the people God calls us to be the society God calls us to be. And we pray for wisdom, grace, and strength to close that gap and to shine like lights in the world. We pray for all those affected by coronavirus. We join our prayers with Mary, who prays for them now. And bearing in mind this new variant, we pray for all who feel unsure and uncertain at this time. With Oscar, we pray for all those who suffer from mental illness and psychological unease, particularly that which is made worse by harsh winter months. With Laura, we pray for the ongoing situations in Lebanon and in Belarus. And with Ree, we pray for their half night of prayer being organised at St. Padan's Theological College this Wednesday. We continue to hold before God our brother John in France, who has been unwell. And we pray for Stephanie. And with Rachel, we continue to pray for Beth. We hold before God Corona, and with Ivy, we pray for Barbara. We hold before God Nosheen, a member of our community also, and Sinning, her daughter, and Norma, Elijah, Richard, and Ruthie. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And so we say together the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you all for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. Thank you to Ellen, who read the Gospel in today's service and who was reading for us for the first time on the live stream. And thanks too to Lucy, who recorded the collect at rather short notice and even managed to video herself whilst she did it. During the intercessions, you may have noticed that Rhee, who is on placement from St. Paddan's at St. John's at the moment, has mentioned the half night of prayer at St. Paddan's this coming Wednesday. What's going to happen is that the student body and the staff body are going to pray through the night into the small hours, and they're accepting intercessions from anyone who has anything on their heart. So if you have something that you would like Rhee and one of her tutors to pray for during their particular time slot, if you email us at St. John's, we'll make sure Rhee gets them on Wednesday and your prayers will be remembered by Rhee and one of her tutors on Wednesday night in Llandaff. Do join us next week if you can at 10 o'clock in St. John's Church, online at 4 or on the phone at 5 o'clock. However you join us, it's great to have you with us and you are very, very much part of our community. And if you've been with us for the first time today or you're an infrequent visitor to the live stream, we hope you've enjoyed it and that it has been uplifting and that you've seen something of the grace of God here. As we leave the service, here is God's blessing for each and every one of us today. Go into the world in peace. Be of great good courage. Render to no one evil for evil, but hold fast to what is good. Strengthen the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, honour all people, love and serve the Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Last Wednesday, we held the first of an occasional series which we're calling the Cardiff Conversation. It's an evening where two invited guests speak about their life and their work, and it's open to the public. Our ending video this week contains some photos of Adele, who organised the evening, introducing it, and some photos taken while the talks were in progress. On top of that, each year there's a Christmas market outside of St. John's. And each year, the stall holders set up a nativity scene and invite passers-by to donate money, which they then pass on to St. John's. So we have a photo of this year's crib. And then we'll end the video with photos of the high altar in St. John's dressed in its purple Advent altar frontal, and a shot of our Advent candles, which first of which we lit today. Though if I'm being absolutely honest, the photo of the Advent candle is from last year, as I didn't manage to take one of this year's Advent wreath. However, thank you for being with us today, and we wish each and every one of you a blessed week and a holy Advent. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog He.